The Education of Miss Patterson by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney. Narrated by Alison Larkin. 1. What do you think, Simpers? Miss Patricia Patterson held up the silk purse she had just netted. Her governess, Miss Simpkin, smiled indulgently. Beautiful, quite beautiful, Miss Patricia. You are so clever, I declare. I have never met a young lady who could do so much. Is that not true, Miss Evans? Patricia's old nanny, who had been dozing in a rocker by the nursery fire, came awake with a start and said automatically, "Prettiest girl for miles around is my little miss. None to touch her." And fell asleep again. The nursery fire crackled cheerfully, and well-trimmed oil lamps cast a rosy glow over the small room. Patricia was 16 years of age and could have used any of the magnificent rooms downstairs, but she much preferred the shabby comfort of the old nursery, not to mention the doting compliments from her old nanny and governess. She was a pretty girl, rather on the plump side. Her hair, a true strawberry blonde, was her greatest beauty, but she also had wide, pansy-brown eyes, a small, straight nose, and a perfect mouth. Although her parents had died the year before, Patricia considered herself the luckiest of girls. Her parents had been elderly, her birth coming as a great surprise to her mother when the late Mrs. Patterson had found herself with child at the great age of 40. She had not seen much of them, but when she did, they had always praised and petted her and told her she was wonderful. They had both died in an influenza epidemic, and although for a while she had felt their loss keenly.